And I'm very much looking forward to seeing what happens at Marvel Stadium 145 on Saturday when the Blues host the Kangaroos, part of the Blues lineup. Coming off a knee, Rico, this year, and is doing a hell of a job too, is Nick Newman, who joins us on the program this morning. Hello, Newey.
G'day, guys. How are you?
We are well. We are well. How are you? How are you coping with all this? You're back in footy. You missed last year with your Rico through a tumultuous period with the whole COVID situation. You're back playing week in, week out. How are you feeling?
Mate, I'm good. Yeah, I'm great. Obviously, it's really nice to be playing footy every week. And compared to last year, I was up in the hub and, doing my rehab. So, I'm loving playing footy, mate. And look, we'd love to have a crowd there at the moment. But for me, I'm just enjoying being back in the routine of playing footy every week, mate. So, I'm really enjoying it. It's good to be back and body's feeling pretty good. So, happy days.
Nick, is it more around in terms of your comeback now and playing some good footy? Your last nine games have been back to that level of 2019. Is it more confidence in your body and your knee, or has it been a combination of just finding your way, your skills again, and your touch with playing?
Yeah, I think you summed it up, Brad. It's a combination of both for me. There's always the physical side of it, and I'm lucky enough to have a great medical team around me and one of the best in Andrew Russell, so I felt like I was as prepared as I could have been. But ultimately, as you guys know, that first quarter or that first game when you play, you're pretty gassed. So a little bit of finding my feet with the physical side of things, but the touch and the skills and the speed of the game as well. And I was out of the game for over a year, which is significant time. So there's also the feeling of, have I still got it? Has the game gone past me? All those little things. So it was a little bit around finding my feet again out there, and I feel like I'm pretty comfortable back out there at the moment. So still think I could improve a fair bit over the last five games, but it's been nice to sort of settle back in and start to get used to it again.
And I guess also, Nick, you've had that opportunity to play that role that had been left by Sam Docherty. Obviously, you'd want Sam out there, but it was almost like, well, we need you to play a really important role. Away you go and do what you know you can do.
A little bit. Me and Doc seem to sort of be tag-teaming a little
bit. Yeah, that's right.
He's injured, I'm out there, and when I'm out there, he's injured. So, it'd be nice to string some games together because I really do enjoy playing with Doc, and he's got a great footy mind. So, a little bit of that role I've taken up, but I think this year compared to 2019, we've got Zach Williams and Adam Starr who are similar in a sense in terms of their rebounding and attacking flair. So I think it's, Doc as a leader, we're lucky we've got some strong leaders down there with Weeders and Jonesy, so that's probably spread a little bit, and then the attacking side of it and his role is probably spread between a few of us. But I have probably taken up a little bit of that role with him being out.
Nick, I really think on last week's performance against the Pies, a real maturity to grind out after quarter time and finish the way that you did. What was the assessment from David Teague? Because when you look at the way you finish the game and the games you've got coming up, destiny's in your own hands in terms of potential finals performance this year. How did he assess that performance, and what's he looking at from you guys as a team to strive towards some finals in 2021?
Yeah, look, the assessment of the game was probably a tale of two halves, really. We felt like the first half was well and truly on Collingwood's terms, and we weren't playing to our brand of footy. We were probably sitting back a bit. We weren't pressing the ground, keeping the ball in our front half. And I think probably with about 6 or 7 minutes to go in the second quarter, when sort of Jack Martin laid that big tackle in the middle of the ground, we got a goal from it. That was probably the catalyst for it. And and then the second half, we were really pleased. That's sort of the brand of footy we want to play. We were really hard and contested on the inside, which our mids did a great job, but once we got it in our front half, we sort of pinned it there. We limited their inside 50s to, I think, 15 or 16. So, that was really pleasing from our point of view, and I suppose the messaging going forward is doing that for four quarters You know, we were lucky enough to do it for a half and get away with the result, but that's not going to get you a result every week doing it for a half. So if we can do it for as close to four quarters as possible, then we think we'll get a result most weeks.
Newey, tell us about Ed Curnow. He brings up game number 200 this week. He's a much-loved clubman, is Ed. He's a very popular player. He's been second in the BNF the last couple of years, I think it is. He's all over the place. But he's a real... He's one of those glue-type players, they tell me down there at the Blues. Tell us about him.
Yeah, he's a star, Ed. I love what he does on field, obviously, as everyone does. He's a... you know, a heart and soul player of the Carlton Footy Club. He gets his hands dirty, that's for sure. He's an ultimate team man. He plays whatever roles are for him, whether that's on a forward flank as a midfielder, on a wing, whether it's tagging. He's been an incredible player. I think it's probably been underrated how good a player he's been. I think I read yesterday he's been top three in the BNF for the last 3 years, and I think he might have been one of the only players to do that apart from Juddy. So that in itself is an amazing achievement on field, but off field he's, as you know, half like I don't even have a word to describe him. He's just a character. Like I've never met anyone like him before. He's he's got so much energy. Like he just bounces around the club. Like he can't sit still. But he's an amazing club person. I think he's won best club in one or two times. And even you know, the admin staff upstairs rave about him that he's up there and always checking in on him. He knows everyone's name at the club. He's one of those guys that you just love having at your footy club because he gives everything on field, but off field he's just a genuine bloke and such a good person and a wonderful club person. So really looking forward to celebrating his 200th. And I love playing in milestone games. I can't wait, and hopefully we can get a result for Redder. But he's an individual, that's for sure.
Now, Nick, speaking of characters, you got the new locker room. You're in between Zach Fisher and Jacob Weidery. I just want to know how that dynamic works. That's really important that you're settled with your roomies, either side of you.
I'm pretty set up. I've probably got polar opposites either side of me in Fish and Weidery. But I love it because it balances it out a bit. I love both sides of them, but... I probably couldn't get two more opposite blokes at a footy club. I love him. And Weeders, probably, he's been a bit stiff. He's got the locker right next to the door that everyone walks in. And, he was a bit flat with that, and they've probably given it to the bloke with the widest shoulders at the club, so he cops a few elbows walking through every morning. So he was flat about that. And the boys let him know about it as well.
That is true. It's a shocking spot, that. Absolutely shocking spot in the locker room.
Yeah. It's not good.
and Ed's brother, Charlie, going back to that for a second, is he going to play this week? Or what's Charlie's program, do you know?
I'm not entirely sure. He got through about 60% game time on the weekend of a sort of scratch match. So, all that stuff's out of my hands. But, it would be great for him to play in Ed's 200, but I don't think they'll change his course at all because of that. I think they'll stick to the process of whatever they were planning to do. But, it's just great to see him back playing footy. I spent a bit of time with him in rehab, and he's along the same lines of Ed in terms of he's got so much energy and he's bouncing around. So for someone that's of that nature to, not be able to run and play footy and do what he loves for over 2 years now was pretty hard for him. And, me and him spent a fair bit of time in rehab, so we had a bit of bonding to do. So, it was just awesome to see him back, mate, and jumping for marks. And can't wait to have him back playing in the AFL team, whenever that is. But, he's going to be a pretty handy player to chuck back in, hopefully at some stage this year.
No doubt about that. The Blues fans will be very, very keen to see that happen sooner rather than later, perhaps. And we're very, very happy to see you out there as well, Newey, doing your thing off the half-back line there for the Blues. Good luck this weekend, 1:45 to get the Kangas at Marvel Stadium. Looking forward to seeing a real strong showing from your boys.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Good on you. Nick Newman, part of the Blues Brigade, trying to get some more wins in 2021. Who knows what it looks like, Jono, from the ladder perspective, but there is, as an SMS picked up earlier, a good opportunity for the Blues this week. The teams above them have really difficult challenges, and they've got the Kangas, which is a very, very winnable game, so they might be able to put themselves in a position.
Just can't drop this one. Look, North are playing better footy. It's been good to watch the development of North over the last month or so, but they just can't drop this. And then they start to play teams that are in around. They've got the Suns and the Saints. So they could win three in a row and obviously put themselves right in the mix. And then they've got Port Adelaide and the Giants to finish the season. So that game against the Giants in round 23 could be a deciding factor. There's a few games like that for those teams in that mix fighting for the eight, where some play each other, some play winnable games in round 23. So it's going to go right down to the wire, and the Blues will be right amongst it.
Yeah, it's going to be a very interesting watch there, the spots, the chase for the eight in the last couple of weeks. Just Ed Curno, when I was coaching the Mighty Bournemouth Tigers, he'd come back from Adelaide, played at Box Hill, he broke his leg. We chatted to him to come back and play local footy. Fair to say, I might have stifled his career had that happened, Jono. Had that happened. I'm very pleased to see Ed go on and become a player.
He's another one. You get guys that have played a hell of a lot more games than you think. He's one of those. I would have thought he'd be sort of 130, 140, 200. Big effort.
Yep, he's been playing 10 years.
Plenty more to come too, I reckon.
Hopefully for him, 200. But it would be good if Charlie could play in it. We'll see what they do at selection.